Pocahontas, an essay about Indigenous hairdos and don'ts. In the beginning. The earliest memory to survive the red fog of infancy reveals your great-grandmother on her bed, cutting the thick, peppery plait falling down her back with a blunt pair of orange-handled scissors. Remember the resistance. Imagine if the ropes of Maui had snapped and the world had been plunged back into the womb of darkness. After she died, you found it again, coiled and paled like the skin of an ancient snake. You held it to your throat, between her unwanted fur coats, and felt like Cleopatra deciding not to wait for the Romans. How not to be dead in a year of snakes. According to Greek mythology, according to Wikipedia, Medusa was a monster. She is generally described as a winged human female with venomous snakes in place of hair. Gazes upon her hideous face would turn to stone. However, it is less known that Medusa was a master carver, engraving her existence in bone forever. Anything else said about her is a rumour and a violent appropriation. In fact, it must be difficult not to sprout a head of snakes in a society that constantly hisses at you. Samson and Delilah. When I was 13, I secretly straightened my hair with my nana's iron in an attic. From then on, I crushed myself skinny between hot metal plates every morning. The smell of dead ends burning was the scent of prayer candles. Aki, 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 amini. Starry Nights in Nelson. My nana is a wallflower, but a flower nonetheless. This means she is always being looked at and looked at her expense. When she was born with a new kind of beauty, the type that truly ached in the 50s, brown skin stretched over white stock bones she had. Her father's height and his perfect featureless features set alight by the warmth of her mother's black sand eyes and hair. But hers was so long and so straight that it was dizzying to look at. Like looking at the stars in a place where there is only sky, and feeling awed but terrified by the great burning darkness. It's the kind of beauty that makes men crash cars, abandon wives, and launch ships. Unfortunately for her, all this is very loud, and my nana is a wallflower, but a flower nonetheless. The Waikato Wars. When I lie in the bath, I fill up the tub with blue-black hair, bruised and swampy. I imagine that I am a 19th century body of a mother and Waikato forced from my pa, fleeing in the forest. I am found swollen in a watery grave. A step-by-step guide to dying. Relax. Wash hair with tears. Condition with kumarika oil, coconut oil, olive oil of the ancient Greek kind. Relax. Egg whites for a hot glossy shine. Gasoline for a hot glossy shine. Light a match for an edgy new haircut distressed as in. Relax. Buy a box of Nordic Blonde every full moon but never use it. This is imperative. Rinse thoroughly with intergenerational trauma and pink water, blow dry straight with a 1950s gold soft paddle brush made from the hair of the finest Palomino ponies. Now take a step back and relax. Admire your silky, manageable mane. Pocahontas. In 1995, I was born and Walt Disney's animated classic Pocahontas was released. Have you ever heard a wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Mum has. I howled when my mother told me Pocahontas was real, but went with John Smith to England and got a disease and died. Representation is important. The Pussycat Dolls. Nicole Scherzinger was born in Honolulu, Hawaii. Nicole Scherzinger was born into a Catholic family. Nicole Scherzinger's parents separated when she was just a baby. Nicole Scherzinger moved with her mother to Louisville, Kentucky. Nicole Scherzinger admits that while growing up, her family did not have a lot of money. Nicole Scherzinger thanks her mother for all the support she gave her to become what she is today. Nicole Scherzinger was the only Pacific Island princess I ever saw in the center of a TV screen. So in maths class, we practiced swinging our chairs out from behind us while grinding our hips and untying our hair. We loosened the buttons of our school shirts accordingly. I did eye the teacher. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me and Nicole Scherzinger?